to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Clemson coach Dabo Sweeney doing his coach's show again this season. He will not take phone calls on the show. Remember last season what happened? He had a fan who got mad and they got into a big back and forth, and Dabo ended up having to, you know, bark back at the fan, and it was a big, long, drawn-out conversation where, you know, Dabo and the fan got into it. The caller got into it. Part of the danger of taking calls is you're going to get a call that, you know, challenges you a little bit. It's why I take calls. It's why others don't. I'm just telling you, Dabo's not alone. Some radio show hosts out there that won't touch a live caller or will only take a safe live caller. I'm not about that. Bring the heat, man. Let's have a conversation. Challenge me. I'll challenge you. It'll be fine. We'll be friends at the end. But Dabo going at it with a fan last year. And now he will only take questions about, he'll take questions via text message so that he can see the question. He doesn't have to answer it if he doesn't want to. That's kind of chicken bleep. That's, you know, to me, that's as small as, you know, Coach Prime saying, I don't want to take a question in a news conference. We're going to get to Tim Hilly, the photographer, in just a moment. Mike in Portland wants to talk about Dan Lanning real quick. Mike, go ahead. You have the floor.
So first of all, Dan Lanning do play for clicks. That little episode when he was floating that blown up duck down the river, that was playing for clicks. And I'm going to make a prediction right now. I'm going to predict that Deion Sanders and Colorado Buffaloes are going to win more games this year than Dan Lanning and the Ducks. I've been looking at the schedule. Dan Lanning is over his head this year because the teams he go up against, they're not going to be cream puffs. He's going to have to play some good teams. He's going to have to coach. I will put Deion Sanders, Hall of Famer. He got Warren Sapp, Hall of Famers. He had Ray Lewis call in, Hall of Famers. That team, Colorado, is inundated with Hall of Famers. I will put them up against Dan Lanning, who do not develop football players. He have not developed not one football player. All the quarterbacks he get, hell, they've been around for 5 years. He's not a developer. You got him and a high school coach that he went and hired. I will put Deion Sanders up against them any day. Anyway, John, I'm going to see you in a couple of days at Killer Burgers. I'm going to walk through there. I'll be there. I'll see you later, man.
All right. I love it. He's coming to the remote broadcast Wednesday, Killer Burger, Wilsonville. Meet Mike. Here's the thing. He did develop Bo Nix. You got to give him credit for that. Nix was getting, he was not a first round pick when he left Auburn. He, after 2 years at Oregon, is a first round pick. And I think you'd get a lot of people who would take that bet that Lanning would win more games than Deion Sanders this season. On that note, we're going to Tim Hilly. He is a longtime photographer in the state of Oregon. He will be on the sideline for JohnCanzano.com throughout this football season. One of four photographers that will be working this weekend, as he will be on Oregon State, Idaho State. Tim Hilly joining us now. You excited for college football?
I'm excited for Mike's Buffaloes there. That guy cracks me up.
I love that.
Yeah. Every call he calls in, I just love that guy.
I can't wait to meet him. I'm excited, man. I was excited enough getting burgers doing a broadcast. Now, meet and greet with Mike on Wednesday. How about Mark in Portland? Can you make it? Come on, let's see who else we can get to come to this remote broadcast in Wilsonville at the Killer Burger on Wednesday. Tim, look, you give me an idea. Yeah, bring your camera. Give me an idea. When did it start for you? Because you have shot, you know, the Prefontaine, the World Championships, the Olympic Trials, a bunch of college football games, obviously high school games in the state of Oregon. Where did the fascination with photography begin for you?
Well, I guess I'm kind of a late bloomer, but I learned early. So I learned as a 14-year-old at Jackson High School in Portland. My cross-country coach actually was my photography teacher. So I learned back then and, you know, did some stuff for the yearbook and things like that. And from that point on, just kind of carried a camera with me. I eventually, you know, went to art school, but I studied printmaking and I took some photography as well. But just, you know, kept it with me. And as we had kids, I would shoot on the sidelines of, you know, sporting events for youth. And I just... you know, never actually thought I would ever do it professionally. And it really, truly wasn't until the pandemic that I got my first credentialed gig. But prior to that, I would go to the Olympic trials and stand on the other side of the fence at Hayward and, you know, just grab my camera and try to shoot next to these professionals. And so it was kind of late in life that I actually started, you know, getting a few coins for it, so to speak. But
yeah, but I think it's great.
Yeah.
But I think it's great because I think people will relate to that, you know, in a lot of different disciplines, but photography being one of them, because one of the challenges, I think, with people who are into art and photography is, okay, how do I monetize this? How do I turn this into a job? And you have managed to do that. Give me an idea, though, Tim, because you really dive into track and field. What is it about track and field and shooting the track and field athletes that appeals to you?
People running in circles. You know, I was a fan from a kid, you know, the days of Dave Waddle and Frank Shorter and, of course, Pre, but I was more of a Shorter guy than a Pre guy. And growing up here and running, I just was fascinated with the sport, and it was such a nice team sport where everybody got to be able to, you know, participate. And so, you know, I was just am a fan of the event. And so when you go to a track meet like the Pre Classic, I mean, in our backyard, you know, if you just watch the Olympics, all of those American athletes were competing in Eugene, and they compete in Eugene every year. So it's really an amazing opportunity to sit there and watch people like Sydney McLaughlin, Lebroni, and Noah Lyles, and Valerie Ullman, and Ryan Krauser. I mean, it just goes, you know, gold medal after gold medal after gold medal are running around Eugene. And then you see them, you know, at the bar afterwards, or you see them around town. And, you know, Eugene is such a focused on track and field. The fans are so knowledgeable, and it's just an incredible event. So I like it because, you know, when you're at the trials, you see the end of some people's careers, the beginning of others. You see, you know, young stars breaking out. I mean, I remember watching Noah Lyles as a high schooler, and now you see him eclipse people that were, you know, in the previous Olympics. So it's really, it's kind of a microcosm of life, right? You get the joy and the elation and the tragedy. I mean, there's nothing sadder than someone who finishes fourth place in the Olympic trials. They've worked for 4 years and they're done. That's it. They're out. And they have to wait another 4 years to make that event.
When you're shooting track and field, you're not, mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about a player running out of bounds and running you over. What is that
Katie,
like?
I will say discus. I was shooting the discus, and there's a official out there, and she'll tell you to scramble, she says. And so you're standing there, you're looking through your big lens, right? You're just focused on the athlete. Well, that discus is flying really fast, and it'll, you know, it'll break your arm and maybe do worse. So she would yell scramble, and you would just run to the left. She would say, always run to the left, and you just sprint, you know. And I'm not as fast as I used to be. So you're carrying gear, and you're just trying not to get hit by this. So yes, football is much more dangerous, but there are some, you know, you don't want to be out there with the javelin or the discus or even the shot put for that matter.
There is an illusion when you're on the sideline at a college football game, because I will go down to the sideline before the game, or I will go down after it, like with 5 minutes to go in the game, and kind of watch the end of the game from the sideline. And you forget, as a person who's standing there, you view the boundary as like this barrier, and it's not really a barrier, it's just a line on the turf. And so all of a sudden the plays come in your way, the balls come in your way, and there's this realization as the players are coming towards you out of bounds that, like, they're not going to stop, like, it's not the end of the earth there, like, they're just going to continue to come at you. What is that like as a photographer, as you're looking through the lens trying to do your job and get the shot, but also don't get killed?
Yeah, you keep your head on a swivel for sure. It's terrifying. I'll be honest with you. The first time I did college after, you know, doing high school stuff, you're like, these kids are big, right? They're fast, they're big, and they're no joke sometimes. But boy, those college gentlemen are gigantic, and they are moving quick. And so you've got a lens, and your face is focused on that. I'm looking through and only focusing on what's happening, and I'm trying to get an image for you of maybe it's the play coming at me, or maybe it's somebody in the background. I'm watching a coach's reaction, but I have to have my other eye open thinking, okay, which direction are you going to go if they come at you? And if they start tumbling, you know, you got to be ready to jump and move quick. So you just hope for the best. I haven't gotten hit, knock on wood, badly yet. I took a couple of softballs to the legs, and I've gotten knocked down once in a while, but nothing major.
You will be at the Oregon-Ohio State game this year, and you'll be able to capture a big game. That sideline, I have to believe, is going to be more packed than usual. Oregon's got a ton of credential requests. I'm sure it's going to be tricky for them to kind of manage everybody in the building. Do you prefer to work a game like that, or do you like working like, you know, a Portland State, you know, UC Davis football game where you're the only one on that sideline? Like, give me an idea of, like, from a photography standpoint, the stakes of the game, do they matter?
Oh, I think they do for people who are, I would say, I'll be honest with you, who are younger in this field and they're trying to make their mark as a photographer, or they're trying to build that portfolio and become, you know, like this image is really good. But at that game, at that OSU game, you know, you're going to see all the Getty professionals and the folks from the LA Times and USA Today. And those are the best sports photographers in the world, and they'll all be there. And they'll all be shooting from the same positions that we're shooting at. So I'll be honest, I like any game. I love to watch the crowd and see what their reaction is. So you're looking for the tights, the details, the you know, the wide angle shots. There's so much happening besides just the sporting event. So what I like working with you is we have two photographers sometimes, and I'll have our friend Naji or Serena can focus on the game, and I get to walk around and I'm going to go get some crowd shots. I'm going to do some tailgating shots, maybe some wide shots of the arena, what's happening, you know, and other areas. The mascots are always a blast. The cheerleaders, the band, you know, there's just stuff going on. It's an exciting event all day long, you know.
On that note, unfortunately, Oregon defensive back Kyrie Jackson is killed in the offseason. He's set to be a rookie with the Vikings. He dies in an automobile accident. I am writing about it, you know, as it happens, the night it happens. And I go to look into the archive where, you know, all the photographers are putting their work. And there's this wonderful, powerful shot of Kyrie Jackson on a knee before an Oregon football game this season. It's your picture. Can you maybe take us through what you noticed and, you know, as you heard the news of Kyrie dying in that accident, I have to think your mind went to that shot.
Yeah, it did, actually. And it is heartbreaking. I mean, I try to pay attention to what's happening. It's, you know, composition is, you know, what photography is about. Why am I showing this picture? Why does it matter? And what makes it important for other people to look at? I mean, there's video and people can watch the game, right? But I want to try to freeze something, and it can be a great action shot, but I think some of those moments like that where he was kneeling and saying a little prayer before the game are really powerful ones. Just like when they jump into the crowd, they're excited and people are high-fiving them, but there's those moments of quiet where they take their helmet off and they're looking up or they're looking for their family. And so I try to look for those, and that, you know, I noticed that on a couple games he did that. So there's several players, of course, that kneel before the game. So I just try to shoot everything I can, or take pictures of everything I can see.
Yeah, and it's the composition of the photo. He's on a knee. I'm looking at the photo now, and I ran it at johnconzano.com. People want to see it, but he's got his helmet. He's got his eyes down, his head down. I mean, he's just, he's still, and you know, it's, you know, he's in this stadium of 54,000 people around him, and I assume that happened before the game. Is that right? Because it looks like the band is on the field in the background.
Yeah.
And you just noticed and what do you do?
Yeah, they kind of run, you know, they all run down the motorcycle, which is incredibly loud, by the way. If anybody's going to photograph on that sideline, bring your earplugs. Trust me. Yeah. It's worse than a rock concert. So they come flying at you. The cheerleaders go and the flags are moving, and then they jump into the crowd. But then there's this moment where the team will kind of huddle a little, and then individual players will focus on themselves. They'll kneel down or they'll say a prayer or whatever they're doing. And that's the moment where I was looking at that, not the guys jumping into the crowd. And so I just try to, you know, compose and expose, as they would say, and hopefully get an image that you can use someday.
Yeah, and unfortunately,
trying to tell the story, right?
Yeah, and you do. I mean, and I just thought, gosh, what a wonderful thing that you got that shot, because I think it really helps humanize Kyrie, even in, you know, in such a terrible, tragic moment. Tim Healy is with us, photographer. He will be one of four photographers out this weekend for johnconzano.com. The photo galleries for all of last season and the season before it are all archived on the website if you want to check it out. Tim, give me an idea. Do you know when you have a good shot? Let's talk about action shots. You take an action shot. Do you know it when you have it, or do you have to go back later and actually see it on your laptop as you're uploading into the system?
Usually you know it when you see it. You know, with the modern camera, you're actually looking at the exposure. It's a little different than it used to be with film, of course. It's very different then. And then digital cameras came on. But so this now, the new camera, you're seeing the exposure in real time. So I can review it very quickly and make a little note on it that this is one I think John's going to like. And but I will shoot six images before it, six or eight after it. And then when I put them onto the computer before I upload them to you, I'm looking as quick as possible. And then I'll go and resort afterwards and say, okay, is this one a keeper or not? Because you can, you know, on a given game, I can shoot 3,000 to 5,000 images. And if there's 60 that are good, I'm happy for you. So, yeah, you just, you kind of, you know, I mean, I think Najee and Serena get some of those great images in the touchdowns and in the catches, and those are tough. You know, you got to focus on one wide receiver. You're focusing on the quarterback for the great throw, but you never know if it's an interception. So you're moving quick and you're hoping to get the right shot or be in the right position in particular.
Tim Healy will be on the Oregon State Idaho State game this weekend. You can see his work at johnconzano.com. Tim Healy, thank you. Have a good game.
Thank you, John.
There he goes. Photographer. Love that. I love taking you maybe somewhere you don't expect. And we're going to do some fun things this season as we are going to go behind the scenes with some of these photography expeditions and cover these games in a different way. Now, look, I'm a writer. My work, you can read it at johnconzano.com. But I have found a love for these photographers because they can tell a story in a different way. And so we do publish their photo galleries every Saturday, right in real time as the games are happening. You can see their work. And we're going to have four of them out this weekend. I'd love to get to the point where we've got every game in the western part of the United States covered. But last year it was one or two. This week it'll be four. So go to johnconzano.com if you want to support that. You want to see those photo galleries, give them a look. Leave it here.
Those are the sounds of your customers reaching out to your competition. That's okay. There's a solution. Alpha Media. Alpha Media specializes in helping small businesses grow through audio, video, or online marketing. Where your customers are, your business should be. Heck, you're hearing this ad. Think of how many of your customers you could be reaching now. Request your free consultation today at advertisepnw.com and start growing your business.